I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to explain this one. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning, seventh day of December, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all out in Snellville.
All right, now.
All y'all out 78. I had a very old friend that opened up a pizza joint out there.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't talk to him no more, but yeah, he opened up a joint out there.
Okay.
And happy birthdays go out to Larry Bird.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Larry Bird.
Larry Legend.
Is, if you want to guess, he's a 9-iron from 70 years old. He is 69 years old.
Is he?
Larry Bird, yeah. According to his birth certificate. What's Corbin? That works out about perfect. Yeah, he's a couple years older than Magic.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Carried a one.
Okay,
so, all right. So anyway, happy birthdays go out to Larry. And on this day, we lost the guy, the first dude to break the sound barrier. You know what that was? And the crazy part about this is they wouldn't let him be an astronaut when they put the astronaut program together, the Mercury 7.
Yeager.
Chuck Yeager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lost him on this day. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm going to bring on our producer, first of all, because we just miss her and we ain't had her on much this morning. But I think as we welcome our next guest, she is now the perfect person to introduce him. So let's wait for the note. Let's wait for the greeting.
Good morning.
There you go. All right. Would you do the honors in bringing on our guests for this 8 o'clock segment?
All right, Atlanta. If you hang out with me and Jason on Thursday nights, Friday mornings, however you perceive it to be, especially if you were here this week, you already heard this FIFA Dallas Austin extravaganza of an intro, and you heard some of the lead up to the World Cup draw, and now we have Jason to kind of break it all down. So, Mr. Jason Longshore.
Hey, Jason!
There he is.
How are you, sir?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Time we hit
good.
The four of us.
Caught up after a crazy day on Friday where it was World Cup draw, and the draw felt like it took about 6 hours to actually draw the teams out. Wayne Gretzky needs to work on his pronunciations a little bit. Ooh, he had a couple of that word. Wow. The funniest thing coming into Friday, though, like, because I'll catch up on all the news around the world before I get my day started with the soccer news, because you got to check in everywhere. There were multiple headlines in Europe and in South America about Shaquille O'Neal, because Shaq was drawing pot two, which is the second group of good teams. A lot of times, like, that's what tilts a group. If you get a really good team out of pot two with a really good team out of pot one, everybody's upset. If you have a bad team out of pot one, a really good team out of pot two, they're like, oh, wait a minute, we could win this group, and we weren't supposed to be the top seed. So everybody is like, Shaquille O'Neal holds our fate in his hands. It was amazing.
Yeah, but it's, well, here's, before we go forward even more, my question to you is, because I'm thinking about this all last couple days, and what you went through this week, you have been talking about with us for a couple years. This is what was coming up, or at least since the announcement was made, and this is what's coming up, and this is what was going to happen, and this is how it played out. Now that it's behind you, was it what you thought it was going to be? The presentation?
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah, because I think it's funny seeing the reactions from a lot of people yesterday when the actual game times and cities and everything got laid out. Like, oh, there's some games that I'm not all that excited about. Well, you knew there was going to be 48 teams, and you knew that with 48 teams, you're going to get some teams from countries that, you know, you don't know as well. It doesn't mean it's not as meaningful of a game. You just don't know that national team as well. And I'll take one of them who's coming here, which I'm really excited about, is Cape Verde.
Yeah.
Cape Verde had one of the best qualifying runs out of Africa of anybody. And they're a really interesting national team with a lot of players who grew up in other parts of the world, a lot of Portuguese connections, obviously, but one of their best players is an Irish center back, and I believe it's his mother that is from Cape Verde, and he has become a stalwart for that team. And they represent their very small nation. Curaçao is another one that, you know, we know here in Atlanta a little bit because of Andrew Jones and all the Braves connections to Curaçao. But just because you've got some teams like that that you might not know or they haven't been on the stage before, don't think that this isn't going to be what any major international event is. We have this during the Olympics, right? When we get athletes from countries that we don't know as well, and then they become favorites of ours. It's going to be the same with a tournament like this, where Cape Verde is not going to be a pushover in this tournament. I think they're a really good defensive team, which is going to allow them to hang around a bit. Uzbekistan is another one that I'm curious to see, because they hired a World Cup winner as a manager in Fabio Cannavaro, who's going to have them as a very good defensive team. They qualified really quickly out of Asia and beat some heavyweights doing it. There's going to be storylines galore. So I think for me, it absolutely was what I expected it to be and what I hoped it would be. But now it all feels real, whereas before it felt kind of still like fantasy land, like, you know, oh, it's going to happen, but it's down the road. Ah, we don't know who's going to be here. Ah, we don't know what the games are going to be. Now we do. Now we know the game times. Now we know that I'm going to be very much captaining team no sleep next summer.
But he is so ready for it, folks. That, of course, is Jason Longshore. Great to have him on with us this morning. And he is social. You can always find him at Long Shoe. At Long Shoe. So we can talk about another team I see that country that's headed our way is Haiti. Curious about them and just the following that they will have, because that's the thing you think about countries just like you know Cape Verde. You know, when you think about that, the people in or anywhere in this country who have ties to that nation will descend on Atlanta to show support for those teams.
That's what's so special about a World Cup in the United States. And that's why, going back to 1994, which was a World Cup with half as many teams as we're going to see in 2026, that's still the record holder for attendance, is 94. Even though the tournament expanded, 94 still had more tickets sold than anybody else. And this one's going to blow that out of the water. because you have so many people here from all over the world, and they're going to come see their team. I saw the usual, you know, suspects going about, you know, oh, well, tickets, I don't know, with some of these teams that are going to be playing in Atlanta, I don't know. Haiti is going to pack the place because they have not been to a World Cup since 1974, and it's going to be people who live in the United States who are going to travel to see them. Cape Verde, same. I mean, Atlanta United has a player with Cape Verde connections in Aiden Torres. There are far more people with Cape Verdean connections than you know. It's going to be fascinating. There, as you know, we're starting to prepare how we're going to cover this and everything we're going to do, both with Atlanta soccer tonight and with soccer down here. You know, we're looking at how we can try to explain some of the culture to the teams coming here. There's an Uzbekistan restaurant in Alpharetta. We're going to go talk to those folks and talk about their team. That kind of stuff is what's amazing about this. So I think when you look at some of these smaller countries that are either here for the first time or it's been a while, you have diaspora in the United States that are going to be all over these games, and the attendances and just the scene around all of it, amazing.
Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm going to be doing a show with this dude here soon. Looking forward to it.
It's true.
Yeah, me and Jay, we ain't chopped it up in a little bit. So me and Jason, we're going to sit down and talk World Cup and all kinds of stuff. But for now, as this unfolds, as you said, it seemed like it was something that was so far down the road. But now that it's happened and the announcement of everything else, as this unfolds, how are we going to notice the subtle changes or maybe big changes? I can remember being here when the Olympics was about to approach and we could see little changes around the city. We already know about the construction that's going on as far as traffic. But is there anything else keep an eye out for, something that, you know, that you say, this is what's going to happen next as this unfolds, or is it just kind of a wait and see?
I think it's going to be a little of both. I mean, you think back to the Olympics, and it felt like a lot of the dramatic changes happened after. And that was a shame. There should have been more that happened before. It should have been more of an immediate spark. And look, it took us a while to get caught up, but the Olympics helped transform Atlanta into the international city that it is today. And that's why it can have something like this and be a centerpiece to this tournament, because you have all of the infrastructure. The airport is such a critical thing in Atlanta being able to have these kinds of events, because you look at somebody like Spain, who's going to be here for their first two games and probably base here. And we're going to be talking a lot about Spain, which I think is incredible, because they're my favorite and win the whole tournament. They are the number one team in the world right now. I think they deserve that ranking. They have one of the best young players in the world in Lamine Yamal. So much talent. They're going to be based here early on, and I would not be surprised if people come here and stay for a long period of time in that buildup. And then, yeah, they're going to fly out of Atlanta to other places. You're going to have teams come in later and leave, and you're going to be able to do all that with the airport. But when you look at the comparison between 26 and 96, for me, I think we're out ahead of it better than we were. And you look at things like Centennial Yards, you know, it's not going to be completely finished by the time you get to 26. But I know of a lot of different restaurants and shops that will be open before the World Cup. A place that I know very well, the Brewhouse Cafe, they're opening up a second location in South Downtown. And that South Downtown corridor right next to Centennial Yards, a lot of restaurants, a lot of shops are going to be open by the time you get to the World Cup. So
believe that.
That's game changing. No, I know the Brewhouse is going to be. I can tell you that much.
You know that, right? He know how to
do that. Yeah, I know we're going to be doing shows there. I know that much.
Jason,
there's so much going on through there. And that's about Centennial Yards. You think about South Downtown. Some of the other developments that are going on, we're talking generational developments in the city of Atlanta that are happening, at least in big part, because of this tournament coming here.
Right. I'm looking right down now to Mitchell Street, right down that area where
yep.
where Free
oh, right.
Shoes
yeah,
is.
That
whole
thing's
thing open.
Yeah.
Yep. That's amazing what's happening over in that area. You mentioned that Spain may come and may just camp here for some time. Practice facilities already, will there be things already in place? Are we going to see new facilities?
No, it's the existing facilities. Your base camps in the area, and I'm really curious to see some of the other ones. I think Spain, and I don't know this, but I think they'll probably train at Atlanta United's facility, which is world class. You've got your first two games here, so it makes sense for Spain to be here for a while. The other base camps in the area, Kennesaw State, and we saw that with Copa America, with Club World Cup, with teams training there. I don't know who they will get, for example. The Baylor School up in Chattanooga, they had a team last time during the Club World Cup. They'll get somebody this time around. And Mercer University down in Macon, they had LAFC during the Club World Cup. They'll have somebody come and train there as a base camp in the build-up to the tournament. And it'll probably be a team that plays a game in Atlanta, and they'll base here, and then they'll travel out to their game, come back. They'll play their game in Atlanta, wherever that is on the schedule.
Okay.
This is just the beginning, man. Okay. Jason, pace yourself, because we're going to be talking to you a lot about this.
Oh, I know.
This is just the beginning. And the other thing about this is folks in Atlanta need to take a step back and realize where they are. There are only two cities in this country that have hosted a World Cup match and an Olympics. And they're going to be participating in this, and that's L.A.
Yeah.
It's Atlanta and L.A. That's it. And so, listen, you are, and Jason mentioned it. None of this does not happen without that airport.
Right.
No.
Being what it's
absolutely
been.
Not.
So, hey, buddy, listen, enjoy the rest of your day, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. And it's going to be fun. We got this right around the corner, and you are the guy. You are.
We're going to get all caught up on Uzbekistan and Cape Verde and all of these countries that are going to come call Atlanta home for a little bit next summer.
Yeah.
All in places I can't pronounce.
Or, we'll get you there. We'll get you there.
You'll be just fine.
Although I'd want their names in Scrabble. Sam and Greg, thanks, Jason. Enjoy your day,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Jason.
Appreciate it, y'all.
There you go, Jason Longshore.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.